It's a very shver Rambam. Shver in the sense, hard to understand, hard to digest such a Rambam. When we're yelling these in Yolim, it's kedai to go through this Rambam. The Rambam actually is in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Dalad, Halacha Dalad. The Rambam says something very interesting. Gives us a little bit of an idea what we're dealing with when we talk about Arayis, when we talk about Estaklus for Noshim, looking at women, looking at the wrong things. Look at this Rambam, it gives you a little bit of a picture where we're holding. The Rambam makes a list over here in Halacha Dalad. He says over here, Zuk the Rambam, there are five things. Umehen Chamisha, Ha Oysa Oyson. If somebody does these five things, says the Rambam, Ein Chazkosa Loshuv Mehen. There is no Chazaka that you'll ever do Tshuva. So, the Rambam, Rabbi Yisrael, meaning go Rambam. And he brings a list, and he goes, before the list, what does he say? What's the reason why if you do these things, there's no tshuva? Aye, the chayra, you could do tshuva or anything. He says a very interesting insight. Lefi sheheim dvorim kalim be'enei roi v'odom. These are things that people look at as light things. Eh, what is it already? The nimsa chayta v'yid v'she'en zechit. Zog the Rambam. There are five things, that if you do these five, it's no guarantee that you'll ever do tshuva. But the simple reason, says the Rambam, is a moedig pshat. So the Rambam, people look at these averas, whatever they are, we'll see in a moment. People look at these things as a light thing, what is it? I only looked. What's the big deal? The Rambam starts to list one by one. I'm not going to go through all of them. We're not on Elul now, we're not discussing tshuva. List number three, Rabbi Tzai. Number three. The Hamistakil Baharayis. Somebody that looks at a woman, again, whether she's dressed, whether she's not dressed, no nafkamina. People shouldn't get out of there thinking we're only talking about looking on the internet and pictures of women that are not dressed. No, it applies even to women that are dressed. We'll speak about it in a moment, exactly the Agadora. But the Rambam says in Halachat Gimel, V'amistakil barayis maila al daitoi she'ein bekachlom. You think, what is the big deal? I looked at a woman. Come on. What's the big deal? Did I touch her? So basically, this is what we started with. Look but don't touch. It's a Rambam. The Rambam says, what is it? I didn't touch her. I didn't go near her. What's the big deal? It's not an Aveira. The Melech of the Rambam, when a person looks at a woman in his brain, the Satan is coming on saying, you didn't do anything. They have to do tshuva for that. I didn't touch her. I didn't sleep. Nothing. So the Rambam, Rabbi said, it's a Rambam. And the Rambam is saying this is a very serious thing. Looking at Arayas, looking at Noshim, again, dress, not dress, not nafkamina, is something that there's no guarantee that a person will do tshuva. Now that's very, very severe. Because every avera of other person can do tshuva. Now if other person can do tshuva for Arayas, for Stakas, for sure you can do tshuva. The Rambam's not saying you can't do tshuva. He's just saying people don't do tshuva because you don't look at it as an avera. It's terrible. It reminds me of when the Manchester Rosh Hashiva Zeichat Tzadik Bekodesh Levrocha with Segel, he got up. He got up by Ni'ila of Yom Kippur. Ni'ila of Yom Kippur, we're talking about a Zman where everybody's mum is holding by crying their eyes out. Yom Kippur, Tshuva, everybody's mum is holding by the last Ni'ilash Vidoy, the last, everything's totally the Gansio of this Ni'ila. And the Master of Shashiva Zatzal gets up and he says, I don't remember exactly the Loshan, but he says a very similar Loshan as what I'm going to say now, and he says, I have a koyach to paskin. I'm a rov, and I have a koyach to paskin, and I'm paskining. Any person that has a television in his house, Yom Kippur will not be bechapa. The owner went wild. You have to imagine, when he said this, TV in that days was not, you know, there was no major preachers, forget. They were against preachers. It was really more of a Moshe Leitzin, things going on, that the wrong things, maybe the language had a bit shvass. There was no major massive, and by the way, that wasn't internet, that was TV. And he said, Ein Yom Kippur Mechapa! He said, Against Yom Kippur doesn't work! What's the pshat? It was masbe like this. Imagine if you find somebody with fake money. If you find a person with fake money, so you say, hello, that's mama shit illegal, you don't have to do that. You get in prison, you get in trouble, you get a fine, whatever it may be. Oh, but what happens if you find the person that prints the fake money? He has in his house the machine that prints the fake notes. He gets a worse punishment. Why? Because here's the makar. This guy's got a machine that prints the money. Zug the man's Rosh Hashiva, and Aveira, this, that, and the other. An Aveira, Avada, very chomo. Oh, but if you've got an Aveira machine in your house, this is the machine that makes the Aveira. Yeah, what are you going to do? You've got the makar right here. So maybe that's what he said. This reminded me of that, this Rambam. It's a Moody Gazacha, my son. People look at the Rambam, look at Arayas, look at the Stachlis Benoshim, as something like Kilo with light. So Rambam, my son, he looks at it as something as light. Of the Rambam is telling us, no, Chas v'sholoi. A person has to be so careful. Because if it's not a Chazaka that a person will do tshuva, Hashem Yirachim, these Aveiros will be left there on our Neshama. Let's continue. With exactly that door of a stakos, right? I'm talking a lot about looking at women. Stakos benoshim. What is the gedder of a stakos? What does it mean to look at a woman? Do I have to go and buy a blindfold now every time I walk in the street? What's the pshat? So it's interesting. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah in Seminai and Hay in Arachayim, in Sidkot and Zayin. So I'm not going into the Indian. He's not really talking about exactly our Indian, but he's doing it to that. He's talking about looking at a woman, a part of a woman, when a person is that saying Krishma. Very important halacha. When you say brachas in an aeroplane, when you learn on the street, in the bus, all these sorts of things, very, very negeya, which may be something we should talk about at a different time. But there's all shyness of a person's allowed to say to him on a bus or learn on a bus with a share in his ears, and there's women over there that are not dressed 100% sneers. Tremendous shyla. I'm not going into it right now. But one thing he does say, the Mishnah Berurah says, which has negeya to us, and he says, first he brings the Gemara that we mentioned. He says, the Indian is to his status. Remember, this is the Chofetz Chaim. We listen to the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Gimel when he talks about Hilchos Shabbos. We listen to him in Chelek Beis when he talks about Hilchos Brachos. We listen to him in Chelek Vav when he talks about Hilchos Chanukah. So we have to listen to him over here in Chelek Aleph when he talks about his status. Same thing. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Ul'inyan is the status. Lekulei alma hamistakil be'isha. Somebody looks at a woman. Afilu be'etzba katana. Even a place that's not the most enjoyable, unbelievable place that's beautiful in her body. It's a little finger. What is it already? Kevan shemistakel bo lehonois. Listen to those words. Since he looked to get hana, he looked to get benefit. Oive on an isa doraisa of which means, again, Rabbi said, nobody here would dream of keeping chometz in his house on Pesach. It's an Issa D'oraisa mamish. It's exactly the same. Exactly the same. Exactly the same Issa D'oraisa over here. And then he continues. V'omru she'afilu yesh biyodo. This is Chazal. She'afilu yesh biyodo toira u'maisin toivim, which the Gemara says, "Kamo Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yinake medina shel gehem." You can be the gadol hador when it comes to toira. You can be the gadol hador in chesed. You can know shas, rishonim, achronim, bal peh. But when it comes to this Issa, it's not going to help you any of that. Save you from Gehenim when you look at a woman. Then he continues with something that I want to bring out. He says over here, Zut Chofetz Chaim, Uri'iyo ba'alma. What about looking? Not istakel, not staring, but looking. Uri'iyo ba'alma lefitumoy beloy ne'ne shori. To look, lefitumoy. That means like an agav dika look, not looking to look. Agav, where there's no benefit whatsoever, is muta imloy mitzad hamusa. Apart from obviously there's a lot of musa involved, a person shouldn't, b'chuli b'chuli. But if you're looking mi'ikadin, sorry? Could be as well. But the Mishnah Berurah says mi'ikadin in halacha, there's no major shaiva. Now that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Where's this makar? The Mishnah Berurah is coming from a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Surabiyah, we're not going to quote the Rambam, but the Rambam comes from a Loshen. And the Rambam says, Kideles Anois. The Rambam says the same notion as the Chofetz Chaim, which is when a person looks at a woman in order to have an order, in order to benefit. Therefore, it's a problem. And then the Maaseh, the Rambam does say that a person should be careful, and the Shibur also brings that Odom Choshev should be careful not even to look Bechalal, Ayin Shom. The problem is when Moshe comes along in a Tshuva Nigus Moshe Nor Chaim, Chelek Aleph, I think it's Simon Mem, and he says that this Rambam is very, very shver. He says, look at Moshe, to look at a woman without a status, to look without any honor whatsoever, according to Rav Moshe, is an Issa Gomel. Where's it coming from? It's often a Gemara. We learned this Gemara ourselves yesterday, maybe the day before. Zug Rav Moshe, the Gemara says, and we talked about this Gemara over there, that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel saw the most beautiful woman in the world, and he said, "My Rabbi, Masecha Hashem, ah, praise the Rabbi Yishalom for making such a beautiful creature." So the Maaseh, the Gemara said, how's he allowed to look? He looked at a woman. You're not allowed to look at a woman. So what did the Gemara say? Answers Rav Moshe. The Gemara gives an answer. So Rav Moshe, if it was mutter to look without hana, so what did the Gemara just say? He looked without hana. That was mutter. So Moshe must be Shema Mino. From the Gemara we see klar. The Gemara didn't give the answer. Looking without a nor is muta. Must be that Avadim it's also Afidu B'loi Hanor. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, when the Gemara said he came out the corner, he didn't even look, but a glance, a split second, was so unbelievable. Wow! Hichabta Hanor, Moravim Masel Hashem, and that's why the Gemara says it was around the corner. But there's no rayas with Moshe. That looking without Hanor is muta. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Paskins La Halacha. It's always us. So why? Because we're worried that a person will come to have a Hanor. And therefore, according to Rav Moshe, a lot of posts can go with this mahalach as well, that a person should not look evidi beloy hanor. Now, that doesn't mean in the street you've got to close your eyes and take off your glasses. I've added to Gavaldi Gemayla. Maybe it's something to work on during Shavuot. But I'll upon him, it's not something as a regular mahalach to do. For the reason being that most posts can hold, if you're not looking, then there's no baya. You happen to see a woman, that's not the issa. It's the look that's the baya. It's the look that's the baya. Again, there's a chidah and others that say even that's also, even a riyah ba'alma is also. That's already a tremendous madrigal. They bring a meister from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was sitting in his porch with his talmidim outside his house, and a woman walked past in Radin. Imagine there's no major preachers going on in Radin b'shas meister. They walked past the Chofetz Chaim's house. A woman walks with short sleeves. Short sleeves. The Chofetz Chaim turns immediately to his talmidim. And he says to the Talmidim in Yiddish, "What, they think we're Malachim?" It's a Mudikazach. Mudikazach. The Chofetz Chaim felt Al-Kidekach, what it meant over here. Even not talking about a short sleeve, we're not talking about anything major, what we call major. Chazal understood that, like we said, trying the Gemara, Chazal gave us an idea of an Etzba Katara, an ankle, because there's no Nafgamina. People make Hetem in their own mind, they think, well, I'm not looking at something really private, therefore, Nunu. It's Nishnazoy, everybody says. Mamish Nishnazoy. The Gemara in Kedushin, the Pe'alah brings down. Shatla the Shasa Rigla, that the lowest point of the year is the Sholosh Rigolim. Zug Rashi, what's the Pshat? Zug Rashi, the Pshat is to Arayis, Averis. People are Kira, men and women are coming together, Kvutzas, to hear the Drosha. They're coming to hear the Drosha, they're coming to hear the Shi. And therefore, they schmooze to one another. Zug Taisvas, the Pshat is Venosin Ein Velazer. We're not talking about talking. Looking, as I state in Tosis, we're talking about they came to the Shea, and Bishas when they came to the Shea, they were looking at one another. It's a Baya, and that's by the way what Tosis says is the Makor for Bahab, why we fast and we make Slichas after Shalosh Regolim, because that's when person are Isaac in Yoni Arayis. Now then we're going Baita. Which Arayis is Mutta and which Arayis is Asa? Alocha Lemaisa. Now we understand a little bit that Stachlis means a look as opposed to a glance or as opposed to a see. What does it mean? Which person, woman, is going to be Mutta? Which woman is going to be Asa? So this is Klal. Any woman that's not your wife, no Shaila B'Klal, that's Poshet. Any woman in the street is not your wife, we assume, and therefore that will be Asa. Any woman that's mentioned the parasha of Achremos, the parasha of Arayis, is Asa Stachlis. That means that is Hashem, your mother-in-law, your sister-in-law, you have a brother, for example, that has a wife, you have, for example, there's all sorts of arayis we're dealing with here, that is avadu gemi osa, your mother's sister, all these sorts of things. Now, there's no nafgamina lemaita, a goy or a yid, there's no nafgamina between if she's ugly or she's pretty, there's no big aveira if she's more pretty than if she's ugly, exactly the same aloha, the nafgamina if she's young or if she's old. Even a penuya and a maisa, all of our penuyas are becheskas nida, and never the godinav and a rais, you have to be careful. However, any woman that you're allowed to have yichud with, which obviously next week we're going to go through the halachos of yichud, is mutter to look at. Which means, for example, your mother, your grandmother, your daughter, your grandchild. Again, none of them are married or not. Sister, for example, all of these people you're allowed to have yichud, but etzan is it knows no issur v'staklus. However, to look, but b'shemus nos, that's avada also. Even anyone, even to look at your own sister, b'shemus nos avada is also. But to talk about, there's no issur be'etzem to estakel at a person's own personal sister or beis Hashem his daughters, granddaughters, b'chol, your grandmother, whatever it may be, an aunt from your father's or mother's side. So that's a shayla if it's nisa deraisa, nisa derabonan. Could be only nisa derabonan if it's a blood relative, like for example your mother's sister or your father's sister as well, whatever. Kids of your aunt, then there is a mokim to say that over there. Let me go back to it. So we've spoken a lot about how chomer it is. Let's give a little bit of the scha. The schaaf is shomer eino. The schaaf for a person when he goes in the street, now you're covered. I saw one of the eitzes. It's kedai always to give eitzes. I'm not going to come and give too many eitzes because it's difficult. But one of the great eitzes are as follows. They bring down in the svarim you know, however many times a person hears these halachas, and however chomer it is, and however much he wants to learn, it's gemak of his tefillah, it's gemak of his toes, gemak of his everything, it's gemak of all the mitzvahs and the toes, and the chinuch that says it causes avirus and avirus and avirus and avirus. It's all very nice until you get to the street. And the moment you get to the street, and on the other side of the street is a pretty woman, everything goes down the window. That's the matzis. That's Pashat the matzis. You can hear about it again and again and again. When it comes to Maisa, it's difficult. So the Eitzah that they bring down, a Gewaldige Eitzah, that don't go out in the street and then start fighting the Eitzah Hara, because that's hard. I mean, you could do it, but that's hard. What do? Before you go into the street, before you go out there, have it in your head, these halachas, think about it, how chomer it is, v'chule, v'chule, aveiros, v'chule. If you think about it before you go out there, so it stops the whole matzah from happening to begin with. As opposed to getting there and being, you know, confronted with a shayla that's going to be a tremendous fight between yourself and the Yetzer Hara. There's a Meretzik saying in the Mishnah Derech Eretz and Perek Aleph, it brings over here, Kol ha'royet va'erva ve'ein ha'zonis ein ha'vimenu. If a person sees an erva, he sees something you shouldn't be able to be looking at, and he doesn't ke'ilu zon, doesn't sustain, doesn't, you know, enjoy it in a certain sense. Zoyche umakabul pnei shchina, so brought down. And if a person stops at that moment from looking at something he shouldn't look at, it has the same madrega of kedusha as a kohen gadol who's standing in the kodesh hakadoshim on Yom Kippur. That's what a high madrega it means. That's what a high madrega means. There's a modik gemara in Saita. The gemara in Saita brings down Omer of Chista. Okay, we're not going to go to the ganze gemara. But a person has to realize when a person is chait from these inyonim, the shechina moves away from you. So mimeila they work out from there. The Gemara says when a person looks on their eyes, the shechina goes away. So if you show me your eyes, the shechina comes closer to you and closer to you and closer to you. That's why we find some of the gedolim. You ask the gedolim. They asked the Baba Sali one time. They asked the Baba Sali, how is it that Hashem accepts your tefillahs and not mine? Yeah, you'll say something, Hashem listens, and Gavaldi, everything happens. Yeah, child gets born, he gets married, just like, that's a Maisa. Me? Nothing happens. What's up, Shem? She says, you want to know why my Twitter's a misgabble? There's only one reason. Poshut. I was showing him my piv, and watched what came out of my mouth. That was last year, showed him. And I also watched my eyes. And we see it clear from Chazal. Chazal tells us when a person is careful in his eyes, so he has an effect that the Shinna comes closer and closer and closer. There's a Moti Galoshim, the Ochas Chaim, the Rosh. He says, but when a person davens, he has to get rid of everything from his mind, everything from up there, and davens the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he says, the Rosh Kol HaDvorim, Sheshoyme Es Einov Mikol Dova She'ena Shaloi. If a person wants his tefillah to be answered, he wants to daven 3 times a day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to him, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always listening, but listens in a way that you can actually pray, you can do things with your tefillah, the person has to be very, very careful of what he looks at, the images that go through. And of course, without that saying, this is poshut, a benefit to your own personal marriage. Imagine a person, a chosan, goes into a yichud room, straight after the chuppah, and he's in the middle of the yichud room, and at that moment, he's not thinking about his wife that he just married. Think about another woman that he saw on the way to the chuppah, he saw a beautiful woman over there. That's what he's thinking about, b'shas to chuppah, b'shas to yichud. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. That's the opposite to a yichud, that's the opposite to a marriage. Mimela. If a person wants to work now, here's the time, only what, 1, 2, 3 years before marriage. If you want to work now, and it takes time, it takes effort, this is the time to work in it, so that when you do get married, you want to enjoy, you want to have a relationship with your wife that's going to be enjoyable, not that you'll be thinking about what happened, what I saw, what I did, and the other. That's partially explained. There's ain't a doyme, somebody that goes home after looking at all dirty pictures and someone that doesn't. It's pashut. Which one enjoys his wife much more? So again, this is for your personal benefit, apart from everything else. And obviously, the best school is Torah. That's a davar poshut that we know. The Rambam says klar at the end of Isurubia, ei machsheves arayis nechnosim. All these machsheves arayis, terrible things, they only come into who? Ei nechnosim ela beleva ponim min hachma. The person empty from Torah, then a chenamik is space for all everything to come inside. And the male of a person wants to get out of these machshavas and stop them coming into the first place. If you feed yourself with Torah, 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 then the badu it helps. You see by the Gedolim and Gavalda Gazach, in the Mi Yeshiva, they had a Seder, the Gavalda Gazach, 7 hours straight. 7 hour Seder. Mitzchino Batsoi, no breaks. 7 hour Seder. Now, the Gavalda Gazach, there were a couple of new Bochum in the Yeshiva, and after 3 hours of solid learning, they said, you know, we've been learning for 3 hours, we need a tea. Well, nothing bad, they need a tea, a couple of biscuits, a little bit. So we're going to go to our dormitory, we'll go to our place where we're staying, wherever we are down the road, we'll get something to eat, have a quick break, and come back for the next 4 hours. And they left the Beis Medrash, and as they were walking,
he saw the Mashkiach, Rabbi Yerucham, was coming towards them. Now Rabbi Yerucham was a man of, his face was almost like a malach, because they were petrified. They were caught by the Mashkiach out in the middle of Seder. You know what that meant? You know what that is? And they were petrified. What's it going to be? What's it going to tell us? There was an older bacha there. He says, you know what? Stand behind me, walk behind me, one by one, in a file, and we'll raise Hashem. So they walk behind him, and they walk past, Rabbi Yerucham walk past, nothing. So how do you do that? What, you made us invisible? He said, you don't know? Rabbi Yerucham doesn't look at anything. Nothing. He doesn't see anything on the street. He doesn't see anything when he's walking on the street. The Vilna Goyim, we know, used to close the shutters. How much pretense was in Vilna? But he was makpid, he wanted to make sure, nothing whatsoever. Someone came to a Moshe one time with a tiny, he said, I don't know what you do. How do you walk in the street without seeing anything? Ask for Moshe the Shaila. And Moshe said, what do you see? I don't see anything. Moshe, I don't see anything. The Gedolim had a Moedik Azach, that he understood what it meant to look at something, and how much his ma'akid, a person's Torah, his makshovas, his shalom bias, and everything else. But Moshe, we're living in a very hard situation. This is not a shmuz for the women. But Avada, there's a lot of tainas on the tzniyas that they're wearing. That's poshut. We're not going into that. It's not our Indian. The latest fashions from France and everyone, Italy and everything, has crept into all of the Yiddish. Unfortunate, even from Heimisha Olam, in the sense that people think that tzniyas means covered or uncovered. Where unfortunately everything nowadays can be covered, completely covered. You won't see any skin, but you'll see the body. You'll see the entire shape of the body, because that's the state of the clothing they're making nowadays. They're making clothing so you can see the gansasur of the body. That's the bayat. A woman's walking around naked, even though she's covered in gansan. So lemaisa, we're living in a very shver tekufa. We're not going around telling everybody what to do and what to live. What we're saying for us, this is the matzah where we're living. Remember, the only way that we're going to figure this out and become any better is to work on ourselves, and therefore that's why we have to work on this. They bring down the eitzah. They came to the Gedolim, where people lose their memory, they don't understand Torah, they don't remember Tosfos, they don't remember all the halachos. You know, people always baptize, well, I don't remember anything. So you should come to Gedolim, and they're often to give the eitzah of Shmiras Einayim. Why? Because the Torah says, so what does the Torah say? The Torah says, Lo susu achem levavchem yachanechem, leman tisku. So you mainly want to remember your Torah. You're sitting and learning all day. You don't want to remember Tosfos, you don't remember the Gemara, you don't remember the Mishnah Berurah, you don't remember the Mishnayos. Boshet. Shmiras Einayim is a gavaldu skula for a person for that. And the Gedolim really felt that the Stipe Kiyadua wouldn't even read a woman's handwriting. He wouldn't read a woman's handwriting. He's a Moedik Yid. He wouldn't even hear a woman speak. Even if it's on the phone. But first, we have to realize how chomer it is. We have to realize that the eyes are a mechitza between the outside world and our neshama inside our body. Without our eyes, if our eyes would be closed, there would be nothing coming in from the outside world, apart from what we hear, which is the different shmuz, into our neshama. So your eyes are the direct point of contact between the outside world and your inner neshama. So therefore, obviously, we're realizing over here that the koyach of a person who wants to have kedusha inside him, who wants to feel closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who wants to become better in terms of Yerushalayim v'chulei, the only way to do that is to perfect this midah of Shmiras Einayim. And therefore, the only way to do it is to work on it, and avada, to make sure that we don't do it, because again, we saw from the chinuch that a person is not showing his eyes, it causes averus and more averus and different averus and everything. This is the makar. If you work on the shmiras einayim, if you work, then when you go down the street, you stop yourself. Even I both have to tell you, it doesn't mean cold turkey. I believe it's the best thing to do, but it's impossible. A slight tikkun, that means that 1 second you say to yourself, I'm not going to look, even if you look afterwards. As we discussed with Zilchot Tshuva, is an unbelievable unbelievable tikkun. It's an unbelievable matzav of tshuva. It's an unbelievable tikkun that you did for your own neshama. Even if you realize, I can't manage for so long, but at least for a few seconds, at least for a minute, I'll stop. At least this woman I won't. Maybe the next one I don't know, but this woman I won't. It's a gavaldik gezach. It's something that, again, we have to thought about before we go on the street, before we go out there. Another thing we're about to say, before we move on, we have the some other sukkahs that we have to get to, the gabit women, not dafka looking at women, dealing with women, walking behind women, all these sorts of halachos, which, and again, the Beis Hashem will get to yichud. Just to finish one last thing as well, often when it comes to discussing these things, and we finish the main sugya of looking at women, the main sugya, we've got a lot more to discuss. So people often get very upset, they get very down, and they think to themselves, you know, Lemaisa, I have all these tithes, I have terrible tithes, my tithes are worse than everybody else. It's very difficult, what do you want from me? So a person has to realize, again, I'm reading Mamash Vishtek Nesmar Makdoshim, not in my own Chedushim, that a person has to realize that a tithe is not a dove apostle. A tithe doesn't mean that you're a low person, and it doesn't mean that you're disturbed and you're Gabalaveira and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like you. It's Nishtazoi, Adarab, it's Faket. It's Mamash Faket. a taiva is not a matzav of a b'di'evet. It's a healthy, normal part of life. It's something that's meant to be that way. It's not a b'di'evet. It's meant to be that way. It's meant to, we have to know how to focus it. We have to know how to figure it out to get it in the subject of kedusha. But it's not something that's a b'di'evet. In the Zohar Kodesh brings down, and we know that however strong the tumor is, the opposite is true to the other side. Rosh Hashanah Pinchas always says this. If you look at the basic, if you look at, for example, the day of Purim, however the day, however destructive of a day it is, it shows how kodesh it is because it works paket. And it's better than we find in the Zohar. The Zohar brings down when they were mevatel the Yetzirah from Arayis. So two things happened. Number one, there were no eggs that were born because there were no tigers anymore. And number two, there were no one was ever mechadish anything in the base medrash. And therefore, the Zohar is mazvutas like this: that the koyach of tumah is great, but the koyach of kedusha against that is unbelievable. Kedusha mimela. If a person feels that he has tremendous tivus and it bothers him, and every time he sees a woman, he needs to look up, whatever it may be, he should think to himself, hold on a minute, that means that the kedusha that is theoretically inside me could come out. That means if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is putting to you the tithes so much, it means that the Koyach of Tumah is a lot, which means that the Koyach of Kedusha is also there. A Kodesh Baruch Hu would never give you the tithe if you couldn't manage. That means if you get the tithe, it means you can cope with it. It means you have the tools that are necessary to fight it, otherwise a Kodesh Baruch Hu would never give you. So if you get it, it's a siman that you have an unbelievable Koyach, that if you only would use this Koyach, then the Kedusha would come out and be unbelievable. If you look at the Ramban, in Bereshis, Chav Gimel, Chav Beis, Pasuk Aleph, by Avram, Rekim Nisas Avram. So the Ramban says that there's a sign is to give a person schar. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a person a sign in order to give him schar. The more in the sign is, the more schar the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to get. He wants you to work in it to become a gewaldig yid on a higher madrig of Kedusha Shafaket. When a person sees that he's bothered by all these things and they're difficult for him, he should realize that obviously what's deep inside him is an ish kodosh. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to bring it out by putting it on the tumah, and the kedusha comes out afterwards. It's a gevaldig gezach. Where do we see this? I'm giving you a raya. The raya is from a medrash. The Gemara is masbati also. There's a medrash in Yalkut Shemoni in Parashat Vayechi. He brings a mayutik maisa. He brings a maisa of Rabbi Masya ben Choresh, who was sitting learning Torah Yoimon V'loil in the Beis Medrash. And his face looked like Malachi HaShoreis with Yerushalayim. It was unbelievable. His face was as bright as the sun, as Oishtet in Medrash. And then therefore the Sotan walked past him and said, is it shy for such a person that never did Avera? This man never looked at a woman in his life. Never. And the Sotan walked past him and said, it's not possible. It's not possible that such a person never did an Avera. So he went up to Shemayim as Oishtet in Medrash. And he asked Rishus from the Rebbeinu Shalom to test him in a terrible way. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, you won't get him. The Sultan said, let me try. And he said, okay, you have permission to go down and test him. So, going into the Gemara that we learned about originally, he went down into this world, the Sultan, and dressed up like the most beautiful woman that ever existed into this world. And he went over to the Tzaddik in the Beis Medrash, and the Tzaddik looked away. And he went to that way, the Tzaddik looked that way. And he went to this way, and every single way the Tzaddik went, he went in front of him, he didn't know what to do. The tzaddik called to his gaboyim, or told to Tamid, and whatever was in the yeshiva there, and he said, can you please bring me two rods of metal? He brings him two rods of metal. He puts it into the fire until they get red hot, and he pokes them into his eyes. The medrash brings down the sotan at that moment, fainted on the floor. He couldn't believe someone did such a thing. He blinded himself because of that. He went up to Shemayim, he said, Rebbeinu Shalom, let me heal him. Because the Rebbeinu said, Abba, don't heal him. He went there, he said, no way, I don't want to be healed. What happened, happened. And the Rebbeinu Shalom promised him that you'll never be tested again in such a matzav. He said, okay. And he got his eyesight back. We see what both said from the Medrash of Gevaldig Gezach. When does someone get such a terrible test of Arayis? When he's such an ish kodesh, such a mokum of kedusha is within him, he might not realize it, but it's there. Mimela, a person should realize when you have tithes on Yetzirah, b'chole, b'chole. It's not because you're a low person. It's not because, nothing is in choshevin to you. Forget. The Rebbeinu Shalom obviously holds of you as a very, very chosh of a person. You've got to work on it. That's the yisoid. Rabbeinu Shalom, Be'ez Hashem, next shiur we'll go through a little other inyonim, Legabe, Noshim, and then Be'ez Hashem, Hilchos Nechor.